Hi, it's, oh wow, it's Holy Thursday already. This is Pastor Lori with our reflection, which is titled, One Who Serves. This is by Joyce Rupp, and we begin with a verse from John chapter 13, 5, where it's written, Then Jesus poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel. Jesus already served in numerous ways by ministering to the physical and spiritual needs of others, but nothing compared to this menial task. What was it like for him to get down on his knees and wash those dirty, well-traveled feet? We know from Scripture that Peter did not like seeing Jesus in this position and protested loudly that he was not about to let Jesus wash his feet. Peter couldn't envision this amazing leader and healer doing this lowly task. Jesus still went ahead and washed Peter's feet, showing the disciples that loving service takes many forms, including a common chore, such as cleaning someone's feet. Jesus did not exhibit ego-led authoritarian power or use domination over those who received from his leadership. His choice of foot washing speaks loudly to the message of serving with a humble posture of mind and heart. Not long ago, I went to a Friday night in Lent fish fry hosted by members of the Knights of Columbus. I watched with admiration how these men of varied professions donned aprons and spent the evening in the kitchen absorbing the stinky odor of fish while they gave themselves to the jobs of meal preparation for several hundred hungry folks. Each man cooked food and tended tables with a graciousness any host would be proud of. These servants demonstrated dedication, humility, and generosity, putting into practice the foot washing that Jesus did for his disciples. Let us pray. Dedicated servant, there are certain times when I am called to perform menial tasks that I dislike. Wipe away any superiority or self-importance that clings to my resistance in serving others. I want to approach work in the way you did. So our intent for today is this. I will accomplish my tasks with the spirit of humble service.